nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Tanging sa Australia lamang matatagpuan ang brush-tailed rock wallaby. Hindi ito pangkaraniwang wallaby. Dahil kahawig nito ang mga kulay ng kapaligiran nito, madalas itong mahirap makita sa wild. Ayon kay Tony Britt Lewis, senior keeper sa Taronga Zoo, hindi lamang ang mas makapal at mas mabuhok nitong buntot ang dahilan kung bakit ito kakaiba.
There are differences between brush-tailed rock wallabies and your average wallaby. They're incredibly agile. They have slightly shorter feet than other macropods, and very thick rubbery pads to allow them to hop around on the rocky surfaces. They've got their tail is a little bit longer than your average wallaby, and they use that for balance when they're hopping around. But the main thing is they are incredibly agile.
Ayon naman kay Catherine Herbert, eksperto sa wildlife management mula sa University of Sydney, para bang may four-wheel drive ang mga paa ng mga hayop na ito. Hindi tulad ng ibang wallaby na parang may ordinaryong gulong lamang para sa kalsada.
So whereas most other wallabies will tend to stay in kind of grassy areas or maybe some woodlands where there's a slight slope, these guys actively seek out these really rocky environments where they can hide in the crevices. They leave their young in the crevice when they get a bit older and then come out to forage late in the afternoon, early evening and overnight.
Their nails are reduced, kind of like our fingernails, kind of sitting on the top of their foot. And this really allows them to get grip in a three-dimensional environment, whereas most of your kangaroos and wallabies are really only, you know, operating in a two-dimensional terrestrial landscape.
Noon, sakop ng brush-tailed rock wallaby ang malaking bahagi ng silangang baybayin ng Australia mula timog silangang Queensland hanggang hilagang bahagi ng Victoria. Ngunit ngayon, hati-hati na ang kanilang populasyon at iilang grupo na lamang ang natitira. Sa kabuuan, nanganganib na ang kanilang kaligtasan.
Lower Queensland, that's where their numbers are highest. They're considered endangered in New South Wales. But then down, when you get down to Victoria, critically endangered. There's less than 100 left. So it really depends where you are, but overall, you would consider them endangered.
Parehong itinuturo ni na Herbert at Britt Lewis ang mangunahing dahilan ng kanilang pagliit ng bilang. Isa rito ang pagdating ng mga invasive predator gaya ng pulang fox na dinala ng mga unang European settlers. Dahil hindi kasabay na nag-evolve ang mga wallaby at fox, wala silang sapat na depensa laban sa mga ito. Bukod dito, matindi rin silang pinagdiskitahan ng mga mangangaso noong huling bahagi ng 1800s at unang bahagi ng 1900s. Tinatay ang aabot sa kalahating milyong brush-tailed rock wallaby ang napatay sa loob lamang ng tatlong dekada.
While historically they could move between these escarpments, now with, you know, development, habitat change and, you know, the landscape of fear, if you like, in terms of the abundance of predators that are novel to them, that kind of movement between populations isn't occurring anymore. And so what that means is if one small population goes extinct, there's kind of nowhere for that to be recolonized from. And so you just slowly kind of get, it's like these lights going out where these populations just, you know, become extinct, and without human intervention, there's not really, you know, they're not going to come back.
Sa Taronga Zoo sa Sydney, makikita ang ilan sa mga brush-tailed rock wallaby sa seksyong tinatawag na Blue Mountains Bushwalk. Para sa mga bumibisita, nagsisilbi sila mga ambassador na kanilang nanganganib na species.
Yeah, so at the moment here in Taronga, we've got a beautiful big exhibit for them, but we only have two. We aren't involved in the breeding program at the moment, but we have been in the past. But the two we have are Topaz and Marble, and we have had a theme of naming our rock wallabies after various rocks of some sort or other. So Topaz and Marble, very similar to your wild rock wallaby in that they're quite shy, they're quite nervous. It's not easy to see them, and particularly in a big and complex exhibit like this.
3 oras mula Sydney sa Jenolan Caves, makikita naman ang isang matagumpay na kwento ng konserbasyon. Bagamat nawala sila sa lugar noong nakaraan, muling ipinakilala ang ilang wallaby noong huling bahagi ng dekada 90.
They reintroduced them here and they had historically been here, but they had been wiped out by introduced foxes. And so it was a really great conservation story where they introduced 7 wallabies and now we're up over 300 wallabies in this particular population.
Dalawang pangunahing estratehiya ang ginagamit upang mailigtas ang species. Una, ang pagprotekta sa mga natitirang populasyon sa wild. Ikalawa, ang captive breeding programs. Dahil ipinapanganak ang mga anak ng rock wallaby sa napakaagang yugto ng kanilang pag-unlad, gumagamit ngayon ang mga siyentipiko ng makabagong surrogate mother program. Inililipat nila ang mga sanggol na wallaby sa pouch ng ibang uri ng wallaby upang mas mabilis na makapagbuntis muli ang tunay na ina. Sa paraang ito, tumataas ang bilang ng mga ipinapanganak na brush-tailed rock wallaby.
For some populations, there's been a lot of success just by controlling fox numbers. So by doing really intensive fox management, the populations have recovered quite well. And so that's probably the most effective conservation strategy in the wild. And then there's a lot of captive breeding occurring and some really quite novel approaches to captive breeding. And these animals that are bred in captivity are then used to supplement populations and occasionally to try and reintroduce brush-tailed rock wallabies to areas where they've gone extinct.
At yan ang ulat ni Sydney Lang para sa SBS News. Isinalin at inihanda para sa SBS Filipino. Ako si Helen Quiñanola.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad nito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.